Joe, this is a tough question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I look at Coach Bryant, Miss Bryant, and the University of Alabama. You think you'd be Joe Namath without the influence on their life, making a difference in you?
I don't know what I'd be. I don't know if I'd still be alive. I would. I don't know that I'd have the values that I have for this life, for other people, the respect that I have. I know my father and family at home taught me to be respectful, being around Coach Bryant and the family here, when I say the family, the football family to start with, and the tradition, I wouldn't be the same guy by any stretch. You know, the leadership we have here today with Coach Saban, man, and the way he goes about it and helps these kids get ready for the big game of life. You know, they use the sport of football. We use the sport of football to learn to get ready for the big game. It sounds silly when you call life a game, and it's serious business. But so many lessons can be learned from our coaches, from our leaders, when we're 18, 19, 20 years old, when we think we know what's happening, man. We think we got it together. Coach Saban, Coach Bryant, they help young men and people around them get ready for the big game of life. And I know that's why they like doing it, too. I know that's what they cherish. You mentioned Barry Harmon, Mrs. Bryant. Well, Mrs. Saban does a heck of a job, too. And it's their values and caring about other people that keeps them working so darn hard. You know, they love that life. They love being in that position to help out.
Joe, I've got two final questions, and I hope I'm not running you late for anything, if you don't mind. I'd like to talk about A.J. McCarron, because many have compared him to legends like yourself, Kenny Stabler, Bart Starr, Joe Namath, Jay Barker, Harry Gilmer, and many other great quarterbacks. I'd like to hear what you think about A.J. McCarron as a quarterback.
Well, as a quarterback, he's been excellent. No doubt. He's been better than anything I ever did here. And the other quarterbacks you mentioned were great players, too. But A.J. carries himself beautifully around his teammates on and off the field. He's a tremendous leader, and he respects the guidance that he's getting from Coach Saban and his staff. Now, A.J., he's played in more big games. I mean, my goodness. There aren't many quarterbacks or many ball players that have had the opportunity and excelled with the kind of challenges that he has here at the university. Now, just like football, life's a team game, all right? AJ would be the first one to tell you this football team, the teams that he's been on, he does his part. He wouldn't do as well if it wasn't for the guys around him, too. So I respect that a great deal. It makes good sense. He's a level-headed young man, and he's going to be successful in that big game of life just as successful as he has been as a college quarterback.
You know, Joe, I look back and I look at your history. You were no doubt a star quarterback. As you probably know, there's a lot of talk right now about Johnny Manziel, how great of a football player he is currently. You were in that same category at Alabama. I'd like to know, do you think it helps or hurts the team when all the focus is on, the star, All-American quarterback? Does that help the team?
First of all, the team's leadership has the team focused on other things, a different direction. I've heard time and again, as recently as today, from fellas that are playing the sport for a living in the big leagues, the professionals. They talk about what goes on in the locker room, in their little world. They don't have the time to be concerned with how we paint pictures, how we're talking about the athletes, how they get talked about. They've got their hands full dealing with the issues that they know are very important to success. Their focus. No. When you have a player like Johnny Manziel, you're lucky to have him on the team. Johnny Manziel, A.J. McCarron, the ball players know them. They know what they're about. They don't. The other ball players aren't reading the newspapers, aren't listening to the TV commentators, or even us when we're talking on the radio. They rarely spend time listening to that because they have so much to think about. They know the reality of what they're living. You see, when we're talking about things outside of the locker room, those of us that are fans now, it's a reality to us as fans, but the reality to the players is, hey, excuse me, they know what's happening. I'm a player. I know my team better than anybody else outside of this locker room, you see, so why should I listen to what's going on out there, the perception of the folks? We respect them as fans, but I don't have time for that kind of controversy in my life right now. I've got to focus on my game plan. I know A.J. McCarron as a teammate. I know Johnny Manziel as a teammate. These guys are righteous. They're focused, and they know they need me as a teammate to be successful. So I don't put much stock in this disrupting the team kind of thing because of what goes on outside of the locker room and outside of the lines that they play football on. No, I don't think it hurt the team one little bit.
Can you finally talk about your friend, Coach Mal Moore, that meant so much to us, and I know he means so much to you as a person and what he did here in Tuscaloosa?
Oh, man. We loved him. I loved him. Anybody that spent time around him learned to appreciate Mal as a man, first of all, and how he dealt with people. He cared for people. He was a respectful man. For me, he was an upperclassman and a great teammate. We both played the same position. He was helpful to me, took me under his wing when I was a freshman, so to speak, under his wing. Helped me out, whether it be on the field, locker room, or in the dorm. Through the years, our friendship just got better and better. And he appreciated his position with the university more than any of us could really imagine. I mean, he loved it. He was so happy, so proud. So many times he said, man, coming from Dozier, Alabama, he said, I never dreamt that this me coming from Dozier could be here at the University of Alabama, being a part of this tradition for so long in the way I have. And that's the way Mel was. He was a sweetheart. And I know he's with us. I believe the spirituality's up there. I know my folks, when they move to a different level, Mel's at a different level now, but he's certainly keeping his eyes on the Crimson Tide family here at the university.
Let's go win three in a row, Joe. I mean, it's time, right? I mean, nobody's ever done it. Why not the University of Alabama, right?
Well, I hear you. But, you know, if you said that to Coach Saban, he'd cop an attitude. He'd get a little mean with you, angry. You know, we've got Colorado State here coming in.
Yeah,
first things first. You see, let's go get better tomorrow and win this one. Thinking about three in a row, yeah. As a fan, that's right. We do. We think about it. It crosses our mind and all. But the players, once again, they've got more things at hand right now, starting with tonight and that Colorado State bunch tomorrow. You see, we don't dare. There, look too far ahead, or even waste the wait. It's not right to say waste the time. I don't want the fans to think that it's a waste of time thinking about what that would feel like. But right now, there are more important things to address than thinking how that might feel at the end of the season.